On Fridays, we look at your money. And sales of existing homes fell 2.6% last month. That follows a much different report out yesterday showing that sales of new homes rose sharply. Most economists looking at all of this say the housing market is still on shaky footing, but homebuyers could start finding some deals, as NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The new home sales numbers that came out yesterday gave a glimmer of hope that perhaps things were getting better. But the numbers out today on existing home sales, a much bigger part of the market, confirm what most experts have been saying. The housing slump is far from over. Mark Zandi is chief economist with economy.com.
The housing correction is in full swing. Today's numbers are a much closer representation to reality than yesterday's strong new home sales numbers. I think the market is soft. Sales are down, construction's off, and the pricing is at best flat.
That's good news for home buyers who've been waiting for prices to come down. Existing home prices only fell slightly in April, but new home prices were down 11%. That's the biggest monthly price decline on record. Some data flukes might be exaggerating the price drops, but Zandi says home builders are making bigger price cuts because of all the unsold homes sitting on the market.
The home builders are leading the way here. They realize they need to cut prices to move inventory, and that's what they're doing. So I think the new home market is a bit ahead of the existing market. The existing market won't find a bottom until home sellers decide to cut their prices, which I expect to see this summer.
The inventory of new homes fell last month, but the inventory of existing homes jumped 10%. Many real estate forecasters expect the housing slump to drag on for another year, though they say that will vary depending on where you live. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.